Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 89 for Monday, January 7th, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, you're not going to believe it. We have a great episode for you, though.
Again,
where we do it every week. We just we keep outdoing ourselves. Except last week, where we didn't have an episode. But this week,
and like 2 weeks before that,
because we're Thanksgiving. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, listen.
I just don't want you lying.
It's a good episode. I mean, okay. Right. Well, that part was maybe we should set. We don't want to set unrealistic expectations for our listeners.
Right.
This week, we have an agreeable episode.
Right. Well, no, we were okay with a great episode. It just somehow at some point in there you said every week or maybe I did, and then I still had to correct you because I can't really.
Okay, I got this. Okay. I got this. Right, I don't want to confuse anybody. So we're
let's simplify it. Okay. What happened?
This week on the Two Bobs, we're gonna have an episode.
Right.
Which we are gonna talk about beer. Oh. We're gonna talk about a scientific study that proves that Robert and I are probably going to live forever, even if we are out of our minds.
And we're sorry to say. This week, our greatest news is going to take us all over the country, and we might even venture into Canada. We're going to talk about a tricycle, a police station, Santa Claus, a burglar, bananas, and a copious amount of dick pics.
Copious. I like that.
Copious.
It's a good descriptive word.
Nice, fresh word. A copious amount. Copious amount of penis photos, Rob.
That's a lot.
Well, yeah, we won't tell them how many yet. They have to listen to the end.
No, it's copious.
Right.
Copious. I guess it's all relative. One dick pic.
Cornucopia of dick pic.
I mean, one dick pic could be copious for somebody. Like, that'd be copious for me. I don't want any dick pics.
Yeah, that's too many.
No. So, I mean, God, it could be anywhere between one and a million. You'll find out soon. Or even more.
Shh.
Oh, sorry. It's a good amount of dick pics. So.
Right.
Good news for people who love dick pics. Possibly. Maybe. On the Two Bobs, episode 89. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm glad I said 2019. I had kind of a stage fright that I was gonna screw that up somehow. I'm glad I didn't.
Good, because we record this live, so there's just no going back and redoing that.
Well, you know me. Once I get going in motion, I have a hard time resetting. So if I would have had to redo it, that would have been problematic for me.
Well, true story.
So how was New Year?
It was good. You know, I had a week and a half off of work.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those, I enjoyed it, but was ready to go back. I always say that, like, you know, it's, I enjoy my time with family and, you know, getting shit done at home, I guess. But then I was ready to hit, I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. I was ready to go back to work. So,
yeah, well, I've often said that. It's that when I'm ready to go back to work so I can get some rest. 'Cause sometimes being at home.
Seriously.
There's, you know, there's a lot going on, but
kids are hard.
They are difficult. Yes,
man.
But it was difficult getting up. I tell you what, I was ready and not ready to go back. I think I really could have used more time. But at the same point, when I got towards the end, I think I'm just ready to get back and kind of like try not to delay the inevitable at some point. But getting up on that first day back, I guess it was that Wednesday. That was a nightmare.
Well, for me, it's always just the transition. It's not actually getting back to work, because that part I like. Yeah. It's that just that initial kind of transition back into work. So, like, waking up Wednesday morning and just like, fuck, I got to do all this stuff. And I can't just take my sweet ass time doing it because I have to get out the door. Mm-hmm. So it's going through all the motions again to get ready for work. But once I was back in the office, like, I was in the zone. I had a million things to do anyway.
Yeah.
And so that was just fine. It was just everything leading up to that point.
Yeah. No, that's true. Once you get back into that habit, it comes back very quickly.
True story.
What do you say we drink some beer?
Let's do it.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
recording on a Friday night, so that's nice.
Yeah.
The one benefit to recording on a Friday night is I'd like to say that I don't have to get up and do shit tomorrow, but I still have to do shit. This is not going to work.
You're not being paid for it.
No, I gotta help my in-laws take some Christmas decorations down. Ooh. Their health isn't what it used to be. And so I'm going over there to help. So
yeah, we've done ours. We kind of like got one of those things once we were back from a long weekend, or actually right before we left, actually for a long weekend for New Year's, we just started taking stuff down and we just knocked it out. And then all that was left was the tree. And Melissa was home early today and she started taking ornaments off as I worked. And then once I was done, we knocked it out. Now all we got to do is shove it back in its box and toss it down the stairs into the basement.
See, we are very much like having the dark decorations up and the tree and everything like that. It's very nice and festive.
Yeah.
But like December 26th, I'm ready for that shit just to go back away and be gone. Yeah. Like I'm ready to get like reclaim my house and that space that the Christmas decorations are using and stuff. Like so like for us, I want to say maybe it was like the 27th, 28th, 29th, something like that. It was only a couple days after Christmas and shit was gone. So we have been out of Christmas mode for a while now.
But, yeah.
But anyway, on to the beer.
What are you drinking?
I'm really excited about this week's beer.
I saw it.
Because we've had a lot, and of course, in True Bob's fashion, I will go and name every beer from this brewery that we've had. But before that, so we've had it's the High West Barrel Aged Victory at Sea by Ballast Point. So we've had lots of Ballast Point on the show. We've had a lot of Victory at Sea at the on the show as well, and it's always been really, really highly reviewed by us.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit excited. Essentially, what it is, it's a Victory at Sea, and they've added they've added, it's aged in bourbon barrels, bourbon and rye barrels. So it gives you that little extra kick that the Victory at Sea doesn't give you, that is only able to happen when it's aged in bourbon barrels. And it still gives you a lot of the same flavors that the Victory at Sea gives you as well. So really excited about this one. And essentially, it's an Imperial Porter. It's a aromatic vanilla, sweet bourbon flavor, roasted coffee undertones. It has coffee, vanilla, and it's aged in High West bourbon and rye barrels. We partnered with our friends at High West Distillery to create a barrel aged version of Ballast Point Victory at Sea. Our award winning Imperial Porter with cold steeped coffee and vanilla from a blend of Ballast Point Victory at Sea, aged in High West's own bourbon and rye whiskey oak casks. New layers of complexity emerge with notes of soft caramel. Sorry, I'm getting over a cold. Soft caramel and smoky oak over a dark chocolate and roasted almond body. High West crafts delicious and distinctive whiskeys to honor the American West, making it the perfect pairing for our signature San Diego-born porters. 12% alcohol by volume. So it'll grow some, put some hair on your nuts. It's 35 IBUs. You can get this in bottles and draft. Limited availability. So it's like a souped up Victory at Sea with a nice boozy taste to it. Yep. You can taste the alcohol. 12% alcohol by volume. The alcohol. But it still gives you those really good flavors. I'm going to try some more right now.
Yeah, I like that. I saw it pop up on there. I saw the Victory at Sea, and I know I've had that on here as well, and I remember really liking it. So I was curious about what that was. I figured the barrel aged would have some sort of boozy tones to it, but it sounds good.
You definitely get the bourbon, but you get the coffee and the vanilla and the thing and a little bit of the caramel that make the Victory at Sea a really good beer. Yeah. I think I got a really good deal on this because kind of a funny story. So I'm on my way home from work. I leave work late today. It's like 5:45 when I'm on my way home tonight. And as usual, I'm like, fuck, I got to get a beer. So I stopped in at a place. I've been there, D Brothers. I think we called them Douche Brothers before. Because it's like right on my way home. And by the way, they've really upped their craft game. Not to the level of some of the other places I go. Yeah. But it's still, they've put some effort in. But I see this beer. Oh boy. And it speaks to me. It's in a 4-pack of bottles, which is how I purchased it.
Yeah.
And I know that just by putting barrel aged on a beer, it about doubles, if not triples, the cost, the usual price of the beer, because it's I mean, it's more of a limited release, and it, like, you know, it's just a stronger beer. So I'm like, all right, I'm like, you know what? It looks really good. I'm excited about this beer. So I grab it. No idea what the price is, because there's no price on the container. There's no price on the shelf. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm sure it's like 20, 25 bucks for four bottles. So anyways, I get up there, and the guy, the cashier goes to scan it, and it's not scanning. And so he goes, he's like, son of a bitch. He's like, you know what? The beers in that case usually start at about $9.99. He's like, $8.99, does that work? I'm like, what? Fuck.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Fuck yes, $8.99 works. So he rang it up for $8.99 for me. So I think, I don't know what it normally costs, but I think I got a steal on this beer.
Well, I think you did. Also, a four-pack usually is going to be pretty expensive.
Exactly. So anyway, I'm hoping they never have any of the beers that I'm buying, and they ring me up for $8.99 for every single one of them. But anyway, so we've had a lot, like I said, we've had a lot of Ballast Point on the show. Episode 11, Stupid Eli Face. You had a Grapefruit Sculpin, from Ballast Point. Episode 38, Shitload of Fajitas. You had a Pumpkin Down Scottish Ale.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Episode 40, Classic Van Ert. You had a Big Eye IPA.
Yeah.
Episode, Best of TTB Volume 4. I had this is the first time, the Victory at Sea. The original Victory at Sea, episode 58, the lost episode, aka Rob didn't pay his internet bill. I had a Sour Wench, which I remember I didn't love that one just because it was sour, and I'm not a sour guy. Episode 61, Big Bulbous Butt. You had a Coconut Victory at Sea. Episode 63, Shut the Fuck Up, Alexa. You had a Peanut Butter Victory
Shut
at
the
Sea.
Fuck up, Robert.
Exactly. Episode 72, Mr. Cocky Nuts. I had a Pineapple Sculpin. That's it. So we've had it a bunch, and this will be added on to the list, and I'm sure it's one of many other Ballast Points we'll have on the show.
Well, good. I'll have to look and see if I can try to find that. But I'm going to go back to a brewery that is a Virginia-based brewery that I do try to visit every now and then, and I will get to the ones we've had in the past. But I'm drinking a Hardywood, and that's the name of the brewery, and it's the Gingerbread Stout. And I got this as part of, I think, one of those things that this year has been one of the gift of choice. Melissa got it for me. My brother and sister-in-law got it for me. They just went and did build your own six pack. So I've got a bunch of beer up there in the refrigerator now. And this is one of those that I figured I'd better hit because we're already into January. So the gingerbread.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a matter of time till gingerbread's just completely inappropriate. Now it's kind of borderline still, right?
Well, I had a spiced pumpkin beer the other day. We went to Two Silos, I think it was, and they still had some, but it was not spiced, it was aged pumpkin or something like that. Or maybe I think the title of it was very similar to your barrel age. So I was like, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that. I've got some left, so I'll finish off the keg. But so anyhow, this is the Hardywood Gingerbread Stout, and it is an imperial milk stout with ginger and honey. And the website says, made with baby ginger from Castlemont Farm and wildflower honey from Bearer Farms, Hardywood Gingerbread Stout captures the terroir of Central Virginia in rich, creamy libation with a velvety mouthfeel and an intriguing evolution of notes from milk chocolate and vanilla to honeycomb and cinnamon to a snap of ginger in the finish. We hope Hardywood Gingerbread Stout contributes to your merriment this season. And it is 9.2 alcohol by volume, so it's not quite as high as yours, 55 IBUs. And I've been nursing it as usual, so I'm going to give it a little bit of a stronger taste and see what I can find in there as far as the flavors go.
One thing I forgot, while you're doing that, I forgot to mention what I rated it on Untapped. I gave mine a 4.5 on Untapped. So bravo.
That's good. I smell some of the gingerbread in there. I smell a little bit of the sweetness too. And sipping it, I do taste some of the honey. I expected, I was a little bit nervous about, you know, ginger kind of has that really strong taste. I wasn't quite sure, but it's subtle in there. You do taste a little bit of it. I have had a gingerbread from over there at Two Silos as well. And I like this a lot. It does have a little bit more of the sweet into it, but not too much. So you're not drinking like some of the other beers that we've had, the Southern Tier that have the cinnamon roll or the creme brulee. It doesn't have that kind of sweetness to it. So it's not really a dessert beer. But I like it a lot. I haven't rated it in Untappd yet, but I'd probably give it at least a 3 3/4 and maybe push it to a 4. I think as I get through the rest of this bottle, which is quite large, I'll have to see whether the flavor stays enough and stays true enough to where I feel like it deserves a 4. Because that's, for me, that's kind of a tipping point on how really good the beer was. And I think it's probably close.
I think we both kind of use the same scale, like right around 3.5. Is if I might buy it again.
Yeah.
You know, and then 4 is, you know, four is almost like I'll go out of my way to get it. Yeah, yeah. So
but yeah, and then as you climb up, it goes there. But the times we've had, well, I've had the Hardy Wet, I don't think you've ever had, but episode 68, Would You Wather, I had the Hardy Wood Peach Triple. And that's the only time evidently on the show. That I've had it.
I was going to say, it's not incredibly popular with our show yet.
No, but I've had other ones that were on here. I can't remember exactly which ones, but I did log them all in Untappd. So far, Hardywood's been good to me.
Good. Now, do you feel by drinking beer, do you feel that you're getting healthier and readying yourself for a longer life?
I do. I mean, there's a lot of things that I do that I think is going to lead me to live longer. One is probably stress about everything, you know, so blood pressure issues, notwithstanding. But also, and I do like to drink the red wine, and they tell you that the red wine is good.
A bottle a day.
Yep. Love the, for breakfast, I love the shit out of coffee, and I love my beer. And I think among all those things, I probably should at least see triple digits.
By the way, my Keurig that makes lattes and cappuccinos is phenomenal.
Oh, I was hoping you would say it broke.
Why would you do that to me, Robert?
Well, because that's, I don't have nice. One.
You can buy one. I didn't say you couldn't.
I know.
You should be mad at Melissa for holding you accountable for things.
She doesn't know, but you know, with our wives, at least with mine, I have to be careful when I buy something. And it hasn't happened as much lately, but I know for a while there, it was all this stuff was just showing up. So, well, Rob got that, so I had to get it. So that's kind of subsided. So maybe this is my opportunity to venture back into that, because I would love a new coffee maker. And if I could get it to control by my Alexa, then that would be even better.
Well, I finally, because I've had that damn smart plug, I've been trying to figure out what to do with it. So my old Keurig, though, it wouldn't work. So if you unplugged it and plugged it back in,
I had the hard
even if it was on.
It was like a toggle, not like a toggle, but it was like a spring-loaded.
It was a spring-loaded switch, exactly. So if it was on and you unplugged it and then plugged it back in, it would be off. So that you couldn't really use it. This one, however, if it's on and you unplug it and plug it back in, it turns back on. So I was excited when I figured that out. I'm like, fantastic. So I can, I set it, and this one doesn't have the automatic on timer like the old one did. So I'm like, that'll be perfect. That. So I said, I do, because I like to come out to the kitchen. You know, it's typical first world problems these days, right? Yeah. When I'm using my single serve coffee maker, I don't want to have to wait 20 seconds for it to warm up. I want to put that pot in.
It's a long ass time.
And within 20 seconds, I have a cup of coffee. So,
it's so fucking slow now, too. The Keurig is convenient. And I'll flip mine on as I take the dog out. So that way, when I'm done, I come back in. It's ready to go. But then once I put my coffee cup under there, I've got a limited time in the morning where I can sit and like do nothing before I got to get Ben up. Yeah. And I feel like after I hit start on that to start brewing that cup, it takes forever. And I think, oh, well, then if I had it like a pot, I could just pour it in there and it would be done in 2 seconds instead of 10 seconds. And then I realized that would just take longer. So it really is first world problems with how long these quick appliances take to make a cup of coffee.
Exactly. So anyway, this one works just fine for me. So
okay.
But anyway,
so back, why are we talking about this? God damn it.
Well, back. God, I mean, we ventured so far away from my segue.
We haven't talked in 2 weeks.
To try to get into I know we're catching up, right? Life has happened. I got a coffee maker while we were separated for a couple weeks. But. Yeah. Anyway, going back to the original segue, which was you feel like you're drinking your beer is going to make you live longer.
Oh, right.
According to WJULA, who we've used them as a source before, WJLA out of Washington, D.C., it's a, your local ABC News affiliate.
It is, Channel 7.
According to a study, drinking alcohol and coffee is linked to living past 90 years old. So this, alcohol and coffee drinkers rejoice. You may live longer than those who abstain from the two substances. And with the amount of coffee I drink every day and then the amount of alcohol that I drink sometimes, I'm thinking I should live well past 100. A new study from the University of California, Irvine, found that people who drank moderate amounts of coffee, A new study from the University of California, Irvine, found that people who drink moderate amounts of alcohol or coffee live longer than those who abstained. Study found that people who were overweight in their 70s live longer than underweight folks. So,
we're killing it.
I have a lot. Man, I'm going to live forever. I'm like fame.
The 90-plus study began in 2003. With the goal of studying the oldest old, which is the fastest growing age group in the U.S., according to the study, more than 1,600 people have enrolled. Because little is known about people who achieve this milestone, the remarkable increase in the number of oldest old presents. There's a lot of this. When are they going to get any punctuation here? Presents a public health priority to promote the quality.
You're going to pass out.
As well, I am. I need to drink a beer and get some more volume of oxygen. Promote the quality as well as the quantity of life. The authors wanted to find out what makes people live past the age of 90.
Oh. So in other words, so they visited study participants twice a year, every 6 months. Yeah. They gave them tests. They got information about their diet, activities, medical history, medications, things like that, and other factors that they felt would be helpful in determining why people live past 90. But here's some of the findings of the study as was listed in the summary. People who drank moderate amounts of alcohol or coffee live longer than those who abstain.
Or coffee.
Check. Well, I'm thinking maybe and coffee. It's like... It doubles our chances. We're going to do 100.
So you don't need both, but one or the other would be good.
One or the other is okay, but both is better. That's what I get from that.
Okay.
People who are overweight in their 70s live longer than normal or underweight people did. Fantastic. Yeah. My diet plans just went down the shitter.
Yeah, pizza.
Over 40% of people aged 90 and older suffer from dementia. Well, I don't know exactly why it's a good thing. Well, almost 80% are disabled. Great.
You can live to this age by drinking your beer and coffee, but when you get there, your brain's mush.
You'll have dementia and you'll be disabled.
Remember any of these beers.
But good news for us, Robert, both are more common in women than men.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And about half of people with dementia. Yeah, this is great. This is great for all of us. About half of people with dementia over age 90 do not have sufficient neuropathology.
Yeah.
Neuropathology.
neuropathology. You might already be exhibiting these effects.
Half of people with dementia over age 90 do not have sufficient neuropathology in their brain to explain their cognitive loss.
So it basically means they can't remember shit. But one thing that stands out to me, too, and this is from WJLA, which is here in D.C., but the study actually originates in Salt Lake City, which was kind of make me wonder about it because that's not really a big coffee and alcohol area.
Mormons don't do any of that stuff,
That's
right?
what I mean. So this comes from out there, and they're basically telling everybody the opposite of what they've been preaching to them. Like, that stuff's bad for you. I mean, it'll make you live longer to serve Jesus, but you really shouldn't be doing it.
I don't care. The point here, Robert, is it's not going to make me change my behaviors.
Right? Well, that's true. Is he smoking? Oh, that's a pen. Oh, that's fine.
It's a pen. Trying to smoke it, though. He thinks that smoking... Mr. Cockiness thinks that smoking will help him live longer.
I can guarantee Mr. Cockiness and George are going to live a lot longer than we will.
Fantastic.
The rubber and plastic that these things are made out of will never deteriorate.
I mean, listen, you take this and you bury it in the ground, you'll be able to, they'll be digging it up for after hundreds of years.
George is a time capsule. They're gonna be all finding by himself.
All of the fossils will have disintegrated around it, but Mr. Cocky,
we found these perfectly preserved.
It looked brand new. They'll still squawk once they clear out all the bugs and stuff.
All the angry maggots that come out of his mouth going, there's nothing to eat in here. Oh, man.
Why doesn't pull my finger POTUS making any noise?
Oh, no. Does he need... Does he need new batteries?
No, he's good. He was just... I hit the off switch to preserve the batteries.
So are we done with our coffee and beer story and we can get to some crazy news?
We are. In other words, according to science, you should drink large amounts of coffee and alcohol if you want to get dementia and become disabled, but live past 90. So it's up to you. Do you want to die healthy and young?
You're not going to die healthy. Or do you want to die old and
decrepit?
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I don't know. I just want to drink beer. It's fine. Science. And by then, I won't care. Well. Crazy news.
Can't argue with science.
All right, good.
Unless you're a Catholic, then you can argue with science.
Looking at the picture, I
see what we got here.
We might have found Richard Simmons, is all I know.
It's like a less gay Richard Simmons. Oh, and it's a woman, too.
Yeah, and it's in Florida.
Why don't you look at that? Maybe it isn't less gay then.
She's had a lot of beer and coffee.
Am I doing this? You doing it? Am I doing it?
Yeah,
doing
go it? Ahead.
You want me to do it? Okay.
Yeah, you a like Florida. A woman
is arrested. So, yeah, Florida. You know, we always got
to... Close to you.
We got to hit up Florida at least once. A woman is arrested after committing robbery with a toy gun and then fleeing on a tricycle. Yep.
And this comes from a listener, by the way. Listener submitted entry here.
Leda?
I think so. Leda.
L-E-I-D-A. Leda.
Cross, it's more important you get her last
name. Chrysostomo, 52, of Naples, was arrested on Saturday by the Collier County Sheriff's Office. It's funny that shit like this happens in Naples.
Yeah.
According to the Naples Daily News, I mean, if there's one place in Florida that's the least Florida, it's fucking Naples. You like, they don't even let you in unless you can show them $1 million in your checking account. Yeah. Part of the Naples, I have plenty of clients that are Naples right now. I got a ton of clients in Naples right now. According to Naples Daily News, while being handcuffed, Chrysostomo yelled that she was God and that voices are telling her to do things.
Oh, yeah, they were.
They say Chrysostomo stopped at the U.S. Postal Service mail truck and stole a single package before fleeing the scene on a tricycle. The Naples Daily News reported Chrysostomo also pointed a gun at a jogger just for funsies.
On her getaway tricycle.
Deputies later discovered the gun was a fake plastic toy. That's what they were wondering, why there was like a big orange thing on the end of the gun. Why did it say Nerf on the gun? That was weird. She was being charged with felony armed robbery and aggravated assaults.
Oh, poor Chrysostomo.
Oh, good old Chrysostomo.
Yeah, good Florida. Well, the next one takes us to this guy whose parents were obviously related, and this takes us to Cincinnati, Ohio. The police department tells us the shopping suspect made a tactical error by running to the police station. Police arrested a man accused of shoplifting after they said he ran to a police station while fleeing from an officer.
A police station?
Yeah, he ran into a police station. You want me to do it again? Police arrested a man accused of shoplifting after they said he ran to a police station while fleeing from an officer. A District 3 officer working in an
office. Don't ever talk that way again.
District 3 officer working on an off-duty uniform security detail at the Walmart, of course.
You're really muddling up the story even more. I don't even know what's going on right now.
Ferguson.
Where are they at? They're at a PlayStation.
Yeah, they're taking a piss on a PlayStation in Westwood. Saw 20th year.
Probably gonna break it.
You're really ruining this for me. Your old Jeremy Roberts. So he's a friend of yours. Stealing $125.73 in merchandise and a backpack at about 7:38.
That's probably one of the first. That was like probably the first PlayStation then.
The first one, yeah, that's
the first,
true.
The first PlayStation.
Yeah, I think we're already experiencing the dementia. We got to drink more. When the officer attempted to stop Roberts, he ran away. Police said the officer deployed his taser, but it had no effect.
Oh boy!
At this point, Mr. Roberts made what can only be described as a tactical error. Police wrote and ran directly to the rear. It's the first place I'd go, the Cincinnati Police Department.
I always go right to the rear.
I start with the rear, then I work my way around to the front. The District 3 station, which is located just south of Walmart.
Oh, boy.
Should always be a police station near Walmart. The police said Roberts was greeted by numerous officers outside, and they arrested him. He's now facing charges of obstructing official business and theft. So, doesn't really say what the official business was that he was obstructing. Maybe they were headed out to do something and he interrupted it. But
yeah, that's a really good story.
It was.
Yeah, that was good.
All right.
Thank you for sharing.
I'm glad I was able to get through it with minimal errors.
This next story, I think, brings us to Canada.
It should.
Well, because it's at Kitchener. Kitchener is a city in Ontario.
Yeah.
Kitchener.
I don't know. CTVnews.ca.
I've been to Kitchener.
You have?
I have. On my way to Toronto.
Wow. I've never been to Toronto. I've never been to Canada. I'd like to.
Toronto's actually a really cool city. It's basically like their New York. So it's smaller, but it's still, Toronto's a really big city.
I've heard it's great.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's good. Kitchener.
Yeah. Well, now Kitchener. You've got a personal tie to them. And see, this might be somebody you've run into when you've been up there.
We can only hope.
Well,
this story is about a boy who called 911 after receiving snow pants as a Krypton gift on Christmas Day. It's like Harrison. He's like, this isn't a train.
This isn't a sea monkey.
What is going on here? The Canadian, so it's from the Canadian Press.
Right, Kitchener.
Provincial. By the way, Canada is divided into provinces.
Yeah.
As opposed to
kind of like the townships.
No, it's more like a state.
Oh, that's right. That's what I said.
Provincial police say a 7-year-old boy called 911 to report his dissatisfaction with receiving snow pants as a Christmas gift. I would too. Sergeant Kerry Schmidt says the boy made the call about 8 a.m. on Tuesday to complain about the gift. He says officers ensured there wasn't an actual emergency at the boy's home. Schmidt said he believes the boy was spoken to about calling 911 for non-emergencies. Schmidt says non-urgent incidents or fake emergency calls take up time and resources from first responders that should be used for real emergencies. It's like the time when my brother was younger and he called 911 because he burnt his finger on a Pop-Tart. And that's a true story.
That's not good. When I was a kid, I don't even know why, but my cousin and I, we used to prank call the 911 all the time. Until we realized that, and this was before, because you know, I'm an old ass man, this is before that you had caller ID, but we didn't realize that the 911 did have caller ID because they called our asses right back and we got in big trouble.
Oh yeah, they'll send the cops to your house.
Yeah, no, they call us right back and ask to speak to a parent or something. I was at my grandmother's house. She wasn't happy.
Was that the start of it?
Yeah, well, it really was. And now look at me.
Now you're a fucking hot mess.
Yeah. Oh man! Well, this guy—I think I know this guy. I think he might work with me. He's a alleged burglar.
Oh, he burgles.
Yeah, he burgles from Maine. He burgled a flat, and he breaks into a house to watch TV, and then convinced the homeowner to give him a ride.
Well, Man, this guy should go into sales.
He should.
Don't call the police. Give me a ride home.
That's right. The homeowner in Maine received a surprise visitor. Wow. Damn it, am I having trouble today? At his Waterboro home on Sunday afternoon, but it definitely wasn't Santa.
Nope.
Police in York County said the man opened the door of his house only to find an intruder watching television and wearing some of his clothes. In addition to
I mean, let's face it. When he originally broke into the house, he probably wasn't wearing any clothes. Because that's how usually our burglars prefer to do their burgling.
If any of our previous stories were any indication, he had no clothes on, and he probably was carrying a bag of corn dogs.
He probably sold some sausage. It's okay. It's normal. It's normal for a burgle. Be weird if he didn't steal sausage.
That's true. Well,
or steak. See,
I want sausage. In addition, the trespasser also helped himself to the homeowner's food, probably sausages, and took a shower. Probably. Derek Tarbox, the 35-year-old alleged burglar who had burgled, somehow convinced the homeowner that's the definition of a burglar, somebody who has burgled or who has convicted of burgling.
Who has or is currently burgling.
Right. Convicted
has burgled or is burgling
in the process of burgling. He convinced the homeowner that Tarbox had mistaken the home for his friend's house.
What kind of name is Tarbox?
I don't know. Derek Tarbox. The resident thought the scenario was unusual but plausible. So he agreed to give the burglar a ride to a house in Hollis.
This is taking so long.
I don't know if it's Hollis, Queens, which is New York, if you're familiar with Run DMC. He said he wanted to get the man out of his house, so he agreed just to drive him home. When the homeowner got back home, he noticed that his back door had been forced open.
Oh, my God, it was forced open.
Probably during the drive, and there was various items missing. When he returned home and inspected the house further to find his back door had been forced open, food missing from his refrigerator, and other signs of the house being ransacked, which is another term for that's a messy burgle.
Man.
Yeah, they figured this was the guy that did it, so they were ultimately able to get back to where he dropped him off and take his ass to jail. So, yeah. Excuse Two me. Counts of Sorry unauthorized use of properties, leaving the scene of a property damage accident and theft by unauthorized taking, which is also known as burgling.
Burgling, for sure.
Yeah, probably.
Wow, that was a good story.
It was good. The next one's bananas.
The next one's literally bananas. See what we did there? This is taking us to Des Moines. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's in Idaho.
Yeah, that's near you. No, Iowa.
The website would like to use my current location. No, you don't need to know where I am.
Yeah, no, I said no already.
So Des Moines, Iowa, where a man is... You man said causes Idaho, nearly one... You made a I mistake. Was joking, Roberts.
You need to pay more
attention. I also called it Des Moines. The man caused nearly $1,000 in damage during a banana assault. That's funny. A Des Moines man was jailed Monday after police said he assaulted a convenience store clerk with a banana. Police responded to reports of a dispute at a Quick Trip.
Yeah, at Quickie Mart.
3941 East 14th Street. You know where that is?
No, Southeast 14th Street.
Yeah, I think it's between 12th and 15th Streets. Around 3 a.m., according to police, the store clerk reported being chased around the store by 26-year-old Regelio Tapia after trying to intervene in his domestic situation.
I hate when that happens.
Police interviewed... Nope. Police received witness reports claiming Tapia chased the clerk and threw items at the clerk, including a banana.
Right.
A police report said Tapia caused around $1,000 in damage. And so he's charged with
hurtling bananas.
Assault on persons in certain occupations. Oh,
banana.
Oh, man. Persons in certain occupations. That's rough.
Yep. That's basically Quickie Mart clerk.
interference with official acts.
Oh.
Oh, third degree criminal mischief, burgling with a banana.
Yep.
According,
I think we could be convicted of that. This is basically third degree criminal mischief in itself. Every week.
Every week we conduct third degree. The conduct's not a good word for that.
At the end of the day, I would never go upstairs.
Commit. Saying,
yeah.
Acts of crime. According to the Des Moines Police Department Facebook page.
Des Moines.
Do you follow? Des Moines.
Yeah, I'm following them now.
They answered over 270 calls on New Year's Eve, including the banana assault.
There you go. TTB 089 banana assault.
Oh, I like that too.
I like the picture. It says, that face you make when you're sent to help a man being assaulted with a banana. That's pretty good.
Oh, boy.
Des Moines.
Des Moines. Where does our last story take us?
Well, our last story takes us, as always, to our friends at World News Daily Report. And I'm pretty sure that you remember last episode, which was not last week, but last episode, we had the Mile High Club, thanks to the two pilots on, I think, United Airlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where and the guy we said, also, fuck me, daddy.
Yeah, right on the intercom. And we also had a story about a guy driving around with, and we were a little bit unclear about what exactly the origin of the penises were, but he had a trunk full of penises.
Either whale or human.
And or
human. Penises.
Right. And I said, well, you can tell by the taste. But this one is an FBI raid at an NSA employee's home.
And the girth.
Right. That reveals over 16 million dick pics. FBI agents have discovered an estimated 16 million pictures of men's genitals, also known as, quote, dick pics, during a raid on an NSA employee's home this week. Federal prosecutors have charged Hillary Wang, a National Security Agency employee for 14 years, with theft of government property.
Her name's Wang.
Yeah, Hillary Wang. And unauthorized removal and retention of classified dick pics. It's believed that Wang.
I call it a twoot.
Trademark.
It's believed that Wang used her top secret security clearance to illegally.
Can't get over her name's Wang.
To illegally download 16 million pictures of unsuspecting Americans' mobile phones and computers. She's obsessed with big black Wangs and the small size of her Chinese boyfriend's Wang. A fellow coworker confirmed to reporters when reached by phone. She's 14 computers at Wang's home on Wednesday, containing no less than 53 terabytes. So my iPhone holds 100 and is it what do we have? 128, 256?
I don't know which one you bought. I have
the same one as you. Like, yeah, okay. So we both have the 256.
The middle one.
Yeah. So yeah. even that's a lot. 256 gigabytes. So this is 53 terabytes. Which, if you say double, so that's four.
Individually downloaded photos.
Yeah, so that's like.
Just, the FBI agents just have this, like, it's like one, two, three computers. Like, she had to have multiple computers to fill all these dick pics.
All these dick pics. And how did she get through them? And she could only look at them in a few minute increments or what? But she's a good person, but it's impossible to have a 5-minute conversation with her without her wanting to show a picture of some black guy's Wang on her cell phone. Experts believe that she used a custom design algorithm to target users' dick pics and automatically download them to her home servers.
Wow.
She had been on sick leave for the past 2 months after battling with severe depression and mental health issues. Legal health experts say she should drink more beer and coffee to be able to survive the entire 166 years in jail.
She'll probably have dementia and be disabled, but.
Yeah, but she'll be able to serve the whole thing. She's not going to get off this one easy.
That's what she said.
That's true. So yeah.
Oh, well, she's getting off all right.
Yeah. Yep. Hillary Wang. She's got a problem. Wang.
Oh,
she's,
man,
got a problem.
Thank you. Did we mention this is from our friends at World News Daily Report? Oh, okay, good. I just want to make sure we give credit where credit is due.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Well, no. And these servers, I mean, they'll make their way out somewhere, I'm sure. Somebody will be reviewing these shortly. They'll just basically end up back where they started.
So, if this, and as usual, if there's any other stories that you'd be interested in hearing about on World News Daily Report, some of them might be, fuck, the spirit has fucked me up. How about this one? The woman accused of stealing a pumpkin by hiding it in her vagina.
We did that one before.
How about the North Carolina? Oh, we'll try this one then. North Carolina woman kicked out of ladies' bathroom by police after being mistaken for transgender.
I got this one. We'll save it for next week, though.
Transspecies man who identifies as a turkey wants to ban Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, man.
Oh, good stuff.
That's good.
Thanks, World News Daily Report.
Yeah, they don't let us down. Every week, something good, except when there isn't.
But, I mean, if you look around hard enough, you can find something.
That's true. Any good plans for the weekend?
Helping besides, my in-laws
besides
move.
Besides doing all that. Hopefully you won't take all weekend for
dinner
that.
With some family members downtown on Sunday. That's about it. How about you?
I don't know. Just relax. Not that I didn't get to do any of that for the 2 weeks I was off of work, but seems like a good idea.
You could do like what this guy from Costa Rica did, which is have sex with endangered sea turtles and get arrested.
You can't do that.
You can't get arrested.
Well, you can. Well, that's episode 89. I don't remember what we decided to call it, but I think I'll come across it when we when it's time to start editing.
It's like Fatberg. I don't know. We called it
banana assault.
Banana assaults.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great. This has been great.
It has been. It's nice to get back behind the microphone after a short hiatus.
Yeah. We got at least a couple weeks too where we're going to make episodes every week.
Yeah. I just like to say, hiatus.
That is a fun word.
It is fun. There's not a lot of words like that are just fun to say, but you got to find them.
I don't know. I say a lot of words every day. Some are funner than others, I guess. By the way, you know what is fun? Going to the twobobs.com.
Yeah. What's there?
Well, our website. You can listen to the latest episodes. You can subscribe to all of our things. You can check on the beers we're drinking, and we have drank throughout the
drunken
throughout the time that we have had a podcast. By the way, we're officially 2 years old at this point. We should say we started this podcast at the beginning of January 2017.
That's a long ass time, and I remember thinking that we would try to get to, or we thought we might get to 100. So I'd forgotten that we'd hit almost pretty much like a 2 year milestone. So congratulations,
congrats. We're still somehow doing this. And what's funny is how much. Go, if you haven't listened to like the first two Bob's episodes, you should go back to the beginning, because I listened to them and we were just so like prim and proper with everything. Yeah. And then it was like at some point we had an idea that we should drink beer while we're doing the episode 4. And like at the beginning, like I would say fuck and you would just bleep it because we didn't want to have fuck on the episode on the podcast. And then
I didn't want to have to explain it to people.
And then it just got worse and worse.
Yeah. And some
but
are more,
better.
Some
but
weeks better. Are more unhinged than others. And other weeks, you know, it all depends on the crazy news. That's kind of where we're attached. But yeah,
it'll make or break the episode as far as the level of inappropriateness.
And how much beer we've had before, during, after
the
all that stuff. But no, it's still fun. It's a good time. I look forward to it. I enjoyed having the week where I didn't have to think about it. But once, it, just like you said, going back to work, where you're ready, to, you're ready. So we're back. This is 89. We'll be ready for 90 next week.
Let's do it.
See you then.
See ya. Bye. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.